Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
Do you like guitars, good people, and great music? Well, stick around.
All right, Patrick, we are going to do something special today on the show. This show is called Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
We have a special guest, and he's going to talk about a couple of things today, a couple of different projects. I'll let him get to that in a moment here. Let's welcome to the show Matt Carlson. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Not much, man. Good to see you.
Nice to see you guys.
I've been holding my tongue because we've been talking, you know, a little bit before the show started.
Yeah.
But what room are you in?
Yeah.
There's like 50 guitars behind you.
So to the listeners, you know, we're doing this on Zoom, and so
oh,
we can see
right.
him
that's not
through
good
his
audio.
Camera.
Yeah.
We can see him through his camera, and he appears to be in a music store.
Right. It's crazy.
It's not quite that insane, but I can scoot out of the way so you guys can see it, so all the radio folk can.
I'm jealous enough. Oh my God! Look at that.
Yeah, so the story with this is I have a really small house here in the middle of Michigan's Lower Peninsula, and at the time I had two nearly adult daughters and a wife and a whole bunch of gear and no place to really put it or, God forbid, use it. So in the summer and fall of 2018, my dad and I built a 200-square-foot little shed behind my house that we have lovingly dubbed the Sheddio, and most of the stuff that I've done with my bands in terms of like overdubs and most of the drums on the recent stick around stuff have all been done here. And so we're able to use it as a functional studio for the bands, and it's also like a project space for demos, but it's also just a wonderful place to hang out.
That's great.
Just for anyone who might not know, you play in the stick arounds.
I do.
And yeah, and what else? You know, give your musical resume if you don't mind.
So my two bands currently are the Stick Arounds, which are a 5-piece power pop outfit. We're all from Lansing, Michigan. We all live here. And then I'm also in a band called Harbor Coat, so the REM nerds out there will appreciate that. And that band is sort of shares a little bit of personnel and a little bit of sort of sonic territory with the Stick Arounds, but there's a little more of like a storyteller bent and a an Americana thing and maybe more Brit pop than power pop kind of a thing. So those are the two things I'm in right now. And then for almost all the aughts, I was in a band called the Pantones, and we put out 3 records and you know, had a bunch of near miss situations, you know, where you go and you play a really sweet festival and it looks like things are really on the rise, and then, you know, somebody goes and has a baby. And then, but I mean, like, yeah. So, yeah, that's sort of the condensed version of how I got here.
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate that. And, Jim, you know, our community is way smarter than we are. I think that's been well documented, right?
Well, yeah. So, you mentioned the community being so smart. The community turned us on to the Stick Arounds and
right.
Harbor Coat.
That's it.
First off, yep.
Yeah, hat tip to Stephen Routledge from the beautiful Isle of Scott. I mean, I know it's not an isle. Okay. As that was coming out of my mouth, I was like, I've been watching too much Shetland. But yeah, Stephen Routledge very kindly has hyped us up a couple of times on the pod. And I was a listener long before he did that, which was what was really great about it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and
that's
I happened to see, like, you guys posted a thing on Facebook or something, and then I was like, wait, did we just get tagged in that?
Yeah, so they, so Steven and I think somebody else also mentioned you guys at some point, and brought your bands to our attention, and then I saw the Stick Arounds one time a couple of months ago when I was up in Toledo, Ohio. They were playing at the Village Idiot.
Yeah.
And
true story.
Which was a perfect place for me. And we saw them play, and you guys rocked the house. It was great.
Thank you so much, Jim. It was really great to spend some time together. It was really fun.
Okay, so Matt, before we get into a record that you want to talk about, we should mention to the listeners that the Stick Arounds will be playing at Suburbs Fest Midwest.
That's right.
Indeed.
Night 3.
Yep.
Yeah, so it sounds like we passed the Toledo audition.
You did. Yep. That was important. That was the real reason I was there.
I understand.
Not for the music and pizza and beer and
or to see
whiskey.
Your mom.
Yeah, none of that. Okay, so Saturday, August 6th at the Hidden Cove in Chicago.
Yeah.
That's where we'll be that night. And we have, right now we have three bands playing. We have Demolition Means Progress, which is listener BJ Bonin's band. We have a band out of Chicago called Cutest Nuisance.
Yeah, they are.
And, yep, and we have the Stick Arounds. So it's just going to be a wonderful evening of rock and roll.
We're really excited about it. We went out and did like this barn burner of a spring where we played way more shows than we usually play in 6 months. We played in like four. And so we're actually on break until that weekend.
Nice.
Yeah. And we have two nights to warm up because we're doing Madison and Milwaukee the Thursday and Friday before. So hopefully we're only 3 days in. We should be fine. We wouldn't be. I couldn't think we'd be that hungover by day three. I mean, it is possible. It's the Stick Arounds.
So there's going to be a lot of pent up rock and roll energy just waiting to burst out of you guys.
That's,
right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so there's that, and then you guys also have, is it your own record label?
Yeah, so this is a thing that I've sort of resurrected, I guess during pandemic. So there's a lovely group of folks here that we put records out with called GTG, and we're still working with them, and that's very much like a co-op kind of a thing. We all help each other, and it's really community-based. But back in like the late 90s, I put out a few cassettes because that's what you did when you're old, and it was, you know,
yes,
20,
you did.
23 years ago or whatever, and I put out some stuff by me and some stuff by some friends, and it was all very much just like, you know, handing out 11 dubbed cassettes of the same thing. But, you know, I was in my mid-20s and I was like, well, it's a label, you know, and you'd want to make it sound cool. And so that kind of hung around for a bit, and I put out the Pantone stuff on that label, and then I just didn't really do anything with it. And then with the Stick Arounds, we had this connection with this other label, and so when I kind of dove back into the Harbor Coat stuff, I decided to resurrect it. And so all the stuff that that Harbor Coat and the Stick Arounds do is all a co-release with GTG, and a label, by the way, that your punk listeners will absolutely adore and love. There's a great scene here. We were able to kind of get that moving. We've actually signed a couple of friends' bands, so to speak, you know, which basically means I'm going to pay for some CDs and some Facebook ads. I mean, that's essentially what sign means. Yeah, so that's kind of the story of the resurrection of the label, and it's been really fun to kind of build that up, try to, again, build a community. I mean, that's the best part of being in a band and going out and playing other towns is the people whose lives you sort of intersect with, and we've been really fortunate in doing that. And so I thought this might be a way to do that with the label. And then, of course, this project that we're going to talk about with Jim sort of took this thing to a whole new level.
Ken, Scott Parks and I buy copies of those original cassettes because we both want to pay you money for them right now.
Let me see what I have. Well, okay. And I'm actually in talks to do some archival stuff, and I don't want to get the cart in front of the horse, but
no,
there's some archival stuff that may be coming that is centric to this part of the world, and
okay,
it could be really interesting and really fun. We might be able to share some really cool stuff.
So, what did you say the name of that label was?
The label that I'm on, or the label that I mentioned that we do co-releases with?
The one that you mentioned.
GTG.
GTG. So what is Phonophore? Is that yours, or is that somebody else's label?
No, so Phonophore is mine. Phonophore Records is my label, and then GTG is sort of the punk label here in town. I mean, they're more than
I gotcha.
Yeah, I didn't explain that very well. I'm sorry.
Okay, I gotcha. So I bring this up, and maybe this is you sort of alluded to this already, and maybe this is too hard to answer. I don't know. But Patrick does a little series on our podcast called What Was First.
Oh, I'm familiar.
So I was going to ask you what was first on your record label.
So the first thing I put out was a collection of demos I had done in like 1997.
Cool.
Yeah. And I think there were I think I made 20 of them, and I just gave them to friends. And I think if I don't have one, my mother probably does.
Can I buy that one off your mom?
No, but I'll
not
just
to sound weird, but
no, I'll just steal it back from her and sell it to you because I need the money more than my mom needs that cassette.
So what was the title of that release? Did that release have a proper title?
I think it was just called Demos.
Nice. Okay.
You know, for
catalog number 001.
It was PHP 001. We're still
there. You go.
Like,
that's
I'm not even to 20 yet in like official numbers, and nor do I have a list laying around. And I know that like if I had to name all 20 of those and my life depended on it, it would not end well for me. There's no way I can remember them all.
Isn't it so interesting that everyone that starts a label is so confident that they're going to do way more than 100 that they do like 001 for like
of course. Everyone. I mean, because it was kind of a goof. I mean, it was never like, okay, I'm running Creation or I'm running Flying Nun or I'm running IRS. It was, I have a two cassette deck and some graphic design skills, and I know where to buy stickers to cover the tape. Like, you know.
Right. And you wouldn't mind if it evolved into IRS.
No,
though, right?
I mean,
that would
be
fine.
that would be great. Signing REM would be all right with me. But
so when you started the label, when you started doing that and producing physical product, what were your influences at that point?
So it certainly would have been those two labels I mentioned, Creation and Flying Nun, even at that point. Creation especially. I was a rough trade would have been one too. Mute was a similar thing. It was a record label basically built out of one band, and it just kind of became this guy's identity. I wasn't really aware of the Stiff stuff or the fact that it was on Stiff yet, but even in my like teens and early 20s, I was super into the stuff that they were doing. So I think a lot of it was like indie stuff. The American label that I probably listened to most was Sire, because they were picking all that.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that's true.
So yeah. I'm listening to Echo and the Bunnymen and the Smiths and New Order. And, you know, I mean, I think the Pixies were on Sire. I mean, I know they were on 480, but I think those first couple records were done on
Sire.
They
were on Sire. Yep.
It just, a lot of that stuff was just right in my wheelhouse. It was perfect. Like the Ride EPs, that first Pale Saints record, you know, all that stuff. That's how I got it.
Been chasing sunsets from our Liberty ship, and still I wouldn't say teeth into the fighting fellowship with trembling hands I send this lover's plea. I can hear the army's marching, speaking in tongues. What am I gonna do when the new dawn comes? May I won the battle, but I fear we lost the war. In the darkened closets in which we hide, the truth will out until it cannot be ignored, betraying us the thousand times we lie.
All right, folks, that was the band Harbor Coat that Matt Carlson is in, doing a song called New Dawn Comes off their album Joy is Elusive. Make sure to check that out on Bandcamp. Just stepping in real quick at the end of this episode to tell you that Jim and I had a long conversation with Matt Carlson from the Stick Arounds and Harbor Coat, and the rest of that conversation is going to be coming up tomorrow, but we wanted to break it here just because this is kind of a great intro to Matt, all the stuff he does, his labels, and tomorrow we're going to talk about a really cool project that came out recently that I think you're really going to like. So make sure you come back tomorrow and listen to that episode. We're going to play out with a little more Stick Arounds music because we can't get enough of it. And we want to make sure you tune in tomorrow. So we'll talk to you guys then.
Oh.